The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the state of Idaho in a fight over Medicaid payments yesterday. The attorney on the losing side of the case says the decision could have negative implications for low-income patients across the state. Frankie Barnhill reports.
The case began after a 2009 lawsuit against the state. Officials with Idaho's Department of Health and Welfare had recommended increasing payment rates to private medical providers who serve Medicaid patients. But the Idaho legislature didn't act on the recommendations, and the rates stayed the same. Tuesday's decision reverses a lower court's ruling, asserting that private medical companies don't have a right to enforce federal Medicaid rules. Justices in the majority said it's up to federal agencies to decide whether a state is following the law. Boise attorney James Piotrowski argued on behalf of healthcare providers. Piotrowski says one of his clients, a rehab center for developmentally delayed patients, was already being underpaid.
It'll be harder and harder for healthcare providers to justify participating in the Medicaid program.
He says the decision could force some healthcare centers to close. Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin, meanwhile, hailed the decision. He's argued the authority to set Medicaid reimbursement rates should rest with the state legislature. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.